Welcome to episode 1120 of the Instant Trivia Podcast, the home of the most gripping trivia on the internet. Ready to test your knowledge? Let's jump in. First round, the category, iconic Bruce Willis movie quotes. Fasten your seatbelts, movie buffs. First question. Sorry, Hans, wrong guess. Would you like to go for Double Jeopardy, where the scores can really change? The answer is Die Hard, a classic action movie, isn't it? Second question. Dead people like in graves in coffins? The answer is The Sixth Sense. This movie gave us goosebumps, didn't it? Third question. Zed's dead baby. The answer is Pulp Fiction, a Quentin Tarantino masterpiece. Fourth question. If you pull that trigger, that bullet is just going to bounce off me, and I'm not going to be hurt. The answer is Unbreakable, a twist-filled thriller like no other. Fifth question. Scientists, I'm supposed to report in to them. They'll want to know they sent me to the wrong time. The answer is 12 Monkeys, a thrilling blend of time travel and drama. Ready for round two? The category? Trailblazing female world leaders. Let's honor these remarkable women. First question. Her husband's assassination and a people power revolution made her president in 1986. The answer is Corazon Aquino. She was the first woman president in Asia. Second question. PM Johanna Sigurðardóttir of this Atlantic island country is the world's first openly gay head of government. The answer is Iceland. Iceland, a pioneer in LGBTQ plus rights. Third question. The daughter of a president who was assassinated, Park Geun-hye, is the president of this country. The answer is South Korea, a tragic family story indeed. Fourth question. Dame Louise Lake Tack is Governor General of Antigua, and this geographic partner. The answer is Barbuda, the first woman to hold the position in Antigua and Barbuda. Fifth question. Vigdis Finnbogadottir was president of this country for almost the entire 1980s. The answer is Iceland. Iceland showing up again, this time with the world's first elected female president. Next up, round three. The category, facts about Midway. Let's take a virtual tour. First question. The nearly extinct Hawaiian species of this mammal uses Midway's beaches to breed. The answer is a seal, a reminder to protect our endangered species. Second question. An order signed on October 31, 1996, transferred Midway from the Navy to this cabinet department. The answer is the Department of the Interior, a pivotal moment in Midway's history. Third question. In 1935, this airline built a prefab hotel on Midway as a rest stop for passengers flying on its China Clippers. The answer is Pan Am. A little bit of aviation history for you there. Fourth question. Midway is home to the world's largest colony of the Laysan species of this wandering seabird. The answer is the albatross. A fascinating fact about this remote atoll. Fifth question. In the 1950s and 60s, Midway was home to crews who flew radar aircraft in this Cold War detection line. The answer is the Didubu line, a nod to the strategic importance of Midway during the Cold War. We're moving on to round four, the category, politics talk. Get ready to dive into some political trivia. First question. Senator Robert Byrd said the survival of our constitutional system is based on the delicate mechanism of this pair. The answer is checks and balances, a fundamental principle of democratic governance. Second question. It's the group from one state at a convention. At the 2020 DNC, California's was 494 strong. The answer is a delegation, an impressive showing from the Golden State. Third question. Type of post-election election that involved the two men here in December 2022. The answer is a runoff, an electoral tool to ensure majority rule. Fourth question. The first time Congress did this to a president was to lame duck John Tyler on March 3, 1845. The answer is the first time a veto was overridden. An interesting bit of historical trivia. Fifth question. From the name of a DC location where many lobbying firms are concentrated, this street is shorthand for lobbyists. The answer is K Street, a symbolic reference to the power of lobbyists in DC. Are you ready for the final round? The category? Where you been? Let's travel the world with these trivia questions. First question. Strolling through the National Gallery of Australia, in this capital. The answer is Canberra, a must visit for art lovers down under. Second question. Climbing Mount Aconcagua, in this Western Hemisphere mountain range. The answer is the Andes, a major bucket list item for mountaineers worldwide. Third question. Tracking my stocks on the Hang Seng Index of this former Crown Colony's stock exchange. The answer is Hong Kong, a key player in the global financial market. Here's the fourth question. Chopping down trees in Moose Jaw and Saskatoon in this province. The answer is Saskatchewan, Canada's prairie powerhouse. Fifth question. Carefully paddling down this Congolese river that lends its name to a deadly virus. The answer is the Ebola River, a chilling reminder of the virus that made global headlines. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this trivia journey as much as we did. Stay curious and come back tomorrow.